All but one Democrat voted in favor of the plan, and 11 Republicans supported it as well. It would mandate that hospitals tell rape victims about emergency contraception and offer it if they ask for it. Supporters say that doesn't happen in all Wisconsin hospitals right now. Democratic sponsor Mark Pocan of Madison says it's the least the state can do for victims whose lives are turned upside down after a rape.
This isn't a fight about abortion. This is a bill to see whether or not we are going to take care of rape victims and provide them with adequate health care in the state of Wisconsin.
Emergency contraception is known as the morning after pill for its ability to prevent a pregnancy if taken soon after unprotected sex. And while two prominent anti-abortion groups took no position on this plan, some critics still likened the pill to a chemical abortion. Republican Daniel Lemahieu of Cascade is morally against emergency contraception and says it's unfair to force hospitals to administer it if they feel the same way.
It forces the belief that the morning after pill is a good product and it's proper to give, it forces that on everybody.
Lawmakers rejected amendments that would have let hospitals opt out of giving emergency contraception on moral or religious grounds. Supporters say that would have defeated the purpose of the bill. Republicans voted to delay the final vote on the plan. That won't come for at least another month. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.